Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Friday, the 22nd of May, 2026, at 18:12 Israel time, 15:12 UTC. Hezbollah drone swarms hit northern Israel as US-Iran draft deal sidesteps nuclear issue, May 22nd, 15:12 UTC, 18:12 Israel, evening edition, bottom line up front. Hezbollah launched multiple explosive drone attacks on Israeli positions along the Lebanon border on Friday, with the IDF confirming several impacts inside Israeli territory and a serious security incident involving casualties. Israeli strikes across southern Lebanon killed at least 11 people, including paramedics, according to Lebanese health authorities. Meanwhile, a draft US-Iran ceasefire framework circulated by Saudi media would pause hostilities and open the Strait of Hormuz, but explicitly excludes the nuclear file as Iran rejects uranium export demands and asserts expanded maritime claims. The drone swarms struck near Zorit and Branit barracks, with the IDF confirming casualties evacuated under military censorship. The Lebanese health ministry updated the war toll to 3,111 dead. And on the diplomatic track, Secretary of State Marco Rubio acknowledged slight progress but said core disputes remain unresolved. Sirens sounded in Upper Galilee communities, though no nationwide home front command restrictions are in place. Now turning to the regional sections, in Iran, Saudi broadcaster Al Hadaf published a 9-point draft US-Iran ceasefire agreement reportedly awaiting approval by both sides. The draft includes an immediate and unconditional ceasefire on all fronts, a halt to attacks on military and civilian infrastructure, freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz, a joint dispute resolution mechanism, and negotiations within 7 days. It also provides for gradual US sanctions relief contingent on Iranian compliance. Crucially, the draft explicitly excludes the nuclear issue, leaving aside Iran's 440-kilogram stockpile of 60% enriched uranium and future enrichment capabilities. Rubio declared that Iranian tolls in the Strait of Hormuz cannot happen and that core disputes remain unresolved. Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmail Baghe sharply rejected German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier's characterization of the US-Israeli strikes as an unnecessary war, calling them a violation of the UN Charter. Baghe also demanded that US commanders responsible for the Minab school strike be brought to justice. Iran published a map asserting control over areas extending into the coastal waters of Oman and the UAE, drawing protests from 5 Gulf states and condemnation from Rubio. Oman is reportedly discussing the claim directly with Tehran. The IRGC Navy said 35 vessels transited the strait in the past 24 hours with its authorization. Parliament Speaker Mohammad Begir Ghalibaf, head of Iran's Minab 168 negotiating team, appointed Begai as the team's spokesperson. High-level Qatari and Pakistani teams are in Tehran signalling a mediation push, but Khamenei's uranium export ban remains a deal blocker. Pakistan's foreign ministry confirmed ongoing border security cooperation with Iran. Moving to Lebanon, the IDF said soldiers of the 146th Division identified 5 Hezbollah operatives entering a command center and struck it, killing them. Over the past 24 hours, the IDF also struck Hezbollah weapons storage facilities and other infrastructure. Lebanese sources reported that the home of Mustafa Berri, brother of Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri, was destroyed in a strike on Tednine. Israeli forces detonated displaced Lebanese homes in the town of Shaheen. Hezbollah's Loyalty to Resistance bloc condemned US sanctions on Lebanese lawmakers and officers as an attack on state institutions. Prime Minister Nawaf Salam met with the Egyptian ambassador to discuss developments in Lebanon and the region. In Gaza, the IDF reported that troops of the Northern Brigade in northern Gaza identified and killed a terrorist who crossed the yellow line and approached forces on Thursday. Overnight Friday, troops of the 188th Brigade in southern Gaza similarly killed a terrorist approaching their position. The 454 Brigade conducted targeted raids in the Rafah area, locating weapons and dismantling terrorist infrastructure. A Palestinian woman was reported injured by Israeli tank fire in Deir al-Balah, central Gaza. An Israeli drone dropped a grenade on a police vehicle securing aid trucks near Al-Safdawi roundabout in northern Gaza, wounding a police officer. On the West Bank, Italy, France, the UK and Germany jointly urged Israel to halt settlement expansion, warning that it undermines stability and the two-state solution. They also called for prosecution of violent soldiers and settlers. The Dutch parliament voted to ban imports from Israeli settlements, according to the trade minister, and Ireland demanded an EU-wide trade ban on Israeli settlements as it advances its own embargo legislation. On the multilateral track, the US-Iran talks continue with the draft framework circulating, but core issues unresolved. The European powers issued their joint statement on settlements. The Dutch voted their import ban, and Ireland pushed for the EU-wide measure. Across the wider world, a Ukrainian strike on a college dormitory in Russian-occupied Starbils killed four people. Russia labeled it a monstrous crime. Putin reportedly wants to end the war by year's end on terms that secure full control of Donbas and European security guarantees recognizing Russian gains. President Trump announced the deployment of 5,000 troops to Poland, welcomed by Poland's right-wing president. Hungarian PM Peter Magyar criticized the failure of the 1994 Budapest Memorandum to guarantee Ukraine's territorial integrity and called for a peace agreement with real security guarantees. In the Americas, House Republican leadership canceled a vote on the latest Iran War Powers resolution amid fears it could pass, marking the fourth such effort since the war began. Protests erupted in Havana over US pressure and the indictment of Raul Castro. An FDD analysis highlighted religious persecution underpinning anti-American regimes in Cuba and Nicaragua. In the Asia Pacific, Secretary of State Rubio is visiting India ahead of next week's Quad Foreign Ministers meeting amid strained Trump-Modi ties. In South Korea, activists smashed Starbucks cups to protest a Tank Day campaign. And in the broader Middle East, a car bomb exploded near a Ministry of Defense building in Damascus on May 19, killing one soldier and wounding 23 civilians. Syria is attempting to cement stability and international ties amid security threats. Turkey shuttered the liberal Istanbul Bilgi University, seized in a criminal probe. Senegal's PM slammed Western homosexual tyranny and defended an LGBTQ crackdown. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic exchanges along the Israel-Lebanon border is accelerating, driven by Hezbollah's shift to coordinated drone swarms targeting Israeli military infrastructure. Over the trailing 7 days, prior SREPs recorded sporadic drone attacks and artillery exchanges, but today marks a qualitative uptick. Multiple impacts inside Israel confirmed casualties and Hezbollah claims of hitting an Iron Dome platform. Hezbollah is now the primary initiator, forcing Israel into a reactive posture. This escalation is occurring alongside diplomatic maneuvering, suggesting Hezbollah is exploiting the US-Iran negotiation window to extract concessions or demonstrate leverage. On the information environment, Hezbollah is pushing a narrative of successful, precise strikes on Israeli military assets, framing the drone attacks as retaliation for Israeli airstrikes and a demonstration of growing capabilities. The IDF's censorship of casualty details inadvertently feeds Hezbollah's information dominance as the group fills the gap with unverified claims. Meanwhile, the US and Saudi media are advancing a ceasefire narrative that excludes the nuclear file, sidelining Israeli security concerns and Iran's uranium stockpile. The gap between the draft deal's portrayal as a breakthrough and the unresolved core disputes is stark, and the synthesis. Hezbollah's drone swarm campaign is not merely a tactical escalation, but a strategic signal to both Israel and the US that any ceasefire deal ignoring Hezbollah's military capacity will be unenforceable. By striking deeper and with greater coordination, Hezbollah is demonstrating that it can impose costs on Israel even as talks progress, effectively linking the Lebanon front to the Iran nuclear negotiations. The deliberate targeting of an Iron Dome platform and the use of multiple drones in a short window suggest a pre-planned operation designed to coincide with the diplomatic push, making the linkage intentional rather than reactive. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, watch for Sentinel 1SAR imagery of the Israel-Lebanon border near Zarist Orbit 143, descending around 1530 UTC for evidence of strike impacts and vehicle movements matching the reported drone attacks. Monitor flight radar 24 for US military ISR flights, such as the RQ-4 Global Hawk, over the Eastern Mediterranean and Persian Gulf, noting any deviations from recent patterns. And review the Telegram channel Binche Bail News posting cadence for the next 24 hours to gauge Hezbollah's operational tempo and claims of further strikes. Looking at the status quo lens, within 24 hours, Hezbollah will likely launch at least one more drone attack on Israeli military positions along the Lebanon border. The Iran-Israel ceasefire is expected to hold through May 25 with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange. And before noon on May 23, the IDF will announce additional airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 48 hours, Hezbollah could launch a drone attack that causes civilian casualties in northern Israel, prompting a major IDF ground incursion into southern Lebanon, though with low confidence. By May 25, Iran might conduct a live-fire missile test in the Strait of Hormuz, disrupting commercial shipping and prompting a US naval response, also with low confidence. And within 72 hours, the US could impose new sanctions on Hezbollah's financial network, triggering a cyber attack on Israeli critical infrastructure attributed to Iran. That concludes this STREPREP. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_CTREPs. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.